welcome to episode 21, Money in the Bank edition of the Bob Culture Podcast. I've assembled my expert pro wrestling panel again, and I do say expert because you guys really did knock it out of the park last time with WrestleMania. And there's a lot of wrestling podcasts out there, and I feel like, you know, we nailed it. As a whole, I remember Camp specifically saying the Hardys coming back was a lock. I used his quote, Reigns, he had a bad feeling that Reigns was going to beat Undertaker, and just all of us with all our predictions as a whole. I feel like we did really well. The proposal, we had our little Dr. Drew session, if you guys remember.
You told John to marry her.
Yes.
That's right. So really great job, gentlemen. Thanks for coming back. I appreciate it. I tip my cap to you. Let's see if we can do it again.
All right. Sounds good.
Let's go 2 for 2. And let me introduce everyone formally. Of course, on the line, we have, I call him now, the fortune teller from Jersey Campfire Productions, Mr. Michael Camp. Mike, welcome back. How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, man. You're the man. You knocked it out of the park last time, so I appreciate it. From Hey You Sports on Twitter, he is the Nintendo or the Mario Kart 64 champion, fantasy football expert. Welcome back, Mr. Tim Urich. Tim?
Thank you for having me. Excited, ready to go.
Let's do it. Awesome. All right, the VAC attack is back, Jack, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Mike VAC, the Human Wrestling Encyclopedia. Mike, how are you?
I'm great, Rob. How you doing?
I'm good, man.
Nice Mighty Ducks reference, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you
very much. So, real quick, before we got to the Money in the Bank stuff, obviously, over this weekend, I think it was Saturday, 88 years old, one of mine and Mike's personal heroes, I don't know about you guys, Adam West passed away. I remember my Aunt Mel used to always record the old episodes for me. I had a VHS tape, I still have it. I used to love watching Batman and being Batman and playing Batman as a kid. So, real quick, I just wanted to kind of, you know, give a shout-out, obviously, and dedicate this episode to one of my personal heroes, Adam West. Mike and I at Comic-Con had a brief brush with him in passing at Comic-Con Philly, I'll say 8-7 years ago.
It was a while ago, yeah. It was like our first, well, it was my first one.
And,
yeah.
And just a really cool story, and I just wanted to share that. And Tim and Camp, if you guys have any memories or stories or anything to say, please feel free to jump in. But Mike, go ahead. So I'll set it up for you. So we went to Philly Comic Con, and Mike came dressed as the Riddler. So
Obviously, like I mentioned, I'm a big, huge Batman fan. Always was. My Riddler costume tried to be a little bit of like Jim Carrey with a little bit of like Frank Gorshin, you know, from the old Batman show. Yeah, and of course I saw him, and I'm like, oh my God, it's Adam West, like, and he was getting up to do a photo op, and I just called him. I was just going to, like, you know, he fist bumped me because, you know, some of the celebs are a little with the shaking hands. But he gave me a fist bump, and it was still great. And he told me in his deadpan voice, be very careful what you riddle, young man. Which.
That's awesome.
Which, you know, it's awesome. One of my favorite Comic-Con moments, one of my favorite, like, celebrity moments ever. But
I just remember, like, you guys kind of engaged each other, and I don't know if he asked you to do a laugh or you were just in character and you did like, a
I did my Riddler laugh.
And I just remember him playing a lot, and he goes, oh! Like, a gasp, and it was just so cool. Like, and that, we didn't, you know, ask for an autograph or a picture or anything. It was just, like, an interaction. And I'm like, you know, he didn't have to stop.
He didn't have to. It was just really cool. I mean, it was just, I didn't get an autograph or a picture with him. Just a moment to me that just, you know, I'll always remember him. It was really sad to see him go, because as Rob said, it was a really good part of our childhood. I mean, I wanted to, like, punch people and have pow, you know, like, pop up everywhere.
I still do.
Yeah, so that was definitely, you know, awesome memory for me, and it was sad. I mean, 88 years old, so, but I mean, but he still was, you know, one of my favorite, like, pop culture icons. It was sad to see him go. Tim, do you have anything you want to say?
That's a nice, honest, genuine moment between you two. That's awesome. So that's great. My fondest memories are just the old Batman shows. Kate and my grandfather used to have them on whenever we were over, and we used to just watch it. And, you know, a recent time, you know, his work in Family Guy as himself and, you know, some of his appearances on, like, The Simpsons are just hilarious and timeless. It's just, you know, 88 years old, it's a long life, so, you know, he's gonna be missed, and you know, he's just gonna be missed. He's one of a kind, Adam West.
Go ahead, Cam.
Yeah, I'm gonna say the same thing. Yeah, he's gonna be missed. He's just one of those, like, timeless, like, people. Yeah, obviously, I mean, he is Batman, period. But, like, yeah, everything he's done other than Batman, too, he just, he's just always like been himself, it seems, and he doesn't really care what anyone thinks, and he's been fun, and he's been funny, and he's been entertaining, and he lived a nice long life. Unfortunately, he's one of the people I didn't get to meet, but he gave us a lot of memories, and you know, R.I.P.
Definitely. That, really awesome of you guys. That's cool that we all share those memories. So Adam West, 88 years old, he's Batman. All right, guys. Time to get to the Money in the Bank.
Let's go.
Let's make it happen, Kevin. All right, here we go. I'm flipping out the pages here in the list of Crowther over here.
Great gift, by the way.
Oh, yeah. All right, gentlemen, sticking with the theme this month, we're going to do ladies first, all right? Shane McMahon introduced the first ever Women's Money in the Bank ladder match. I love it. We heard rumors. I remember when I sent you guys the outline talking about, you know, what we'd be talking about here today. I noticed that there were 5 competitors. Obviously, since then, there's been some things going on. Now, obviously, like I said, I love this Women's Money in the Bank ladder match. I think it's going to be great. I love the SmackDown Women's Division. I really like a lot of them. I love that Naomi is the champ. I love that that happened. And I would love to see her in the Money in the Bank match, but she's champion, so I can't complain. I'm sure she would do some incredible acrobatic stuff. She'd bring her A-game. I understand she can't be. Here's where things get a little weird. I guess 2 weeks ago, Lana came back, you know, had some words with Naomi. Sure enough, one way or another, you know, long story short, Lana gets a title match with Naomi. To me, obviously, not thrilled about this. Something's at play here. In my mind, something's going on. Is this a way to get Naomi into the ladder match? Is this a way to get Lana into the ladder match? Is this a misdirect? Is Lana going to win the title? Is Rusev coming back? A lot of questions here. I'm excited about this ladder match, but I feel like something's at play here. What do you guys think about all this? These two, I know we're talking about two different matches, but what do you guys think about all this?
Well, sorry, I was just like, you know, obviously to touch back on what you said, it's the first ever Women's Money in the Bank ladder match, and touching on your last episode, the Wonder Woman, the whole, you know, women being at the forefront, and I personally, I think it's awesome. I mean, it's great. I mean, we saw the first ever Hell in a Cell between Charlotte and Sasha last year, and then a tables match and a steel cage match between Becky and Alexa, Becky Lynch and Alexa Bliss, and you know, it's just good. I mean, I've heard it was rumored that they're doing it, and I think, and I'm glad that the women are wanting to, like, do something new. I mean, I'm just really excited for it. It's a great time for, you know, for women's wrestling in general.
Camp, what do you, I know you got some opinions, Camp. What do you think about all this?
I'm gonna flip the script on you guys. I'm gonna go a little negative here. I love the fact that there is a women's Money in the Bank ladder match, which is fantastic. But I just think it is a giant setup just to, like, do we want to go with results right now, or are we just talking about the in general?
Mike, you sound like you're on a roll here, Cam, man. I want to hear what you have to say. What are you thinking? I know you have a winner picked out. Go ahead.
I think it's just basically a setup to give Charlotte the title. It just, you know, she got rushed to SmackDown. She got rushed into a title shot. And I think there was a lot of negative input. And now it just, this is kind of a way of easily kind of giving her the title. But like, oh, she won the ladder match and you know, and she cashed in. I have a feeling she's going to win and then cash in really quickly on Lana. And I think it's just going to be like a huge swerve, slap in the face just to give her the title. And it's not going to, it looks great from the outside, but I think it's just a huge, like, setup to kind of let everyone down.
Very interesting, man. So what I'm getting from you is Lana is going to one way or another beat Naomi, and then Charlotte is going to cash in at some point.
Yeah, probably immediately.
Interesting. At the pay-per-view, perhaps. Tim, what do you got?
I'm in the same boat as you, Camp. I think, I mean, we'll talk about the results of the women's title match in a little bit. Let me start with this. I like that they're doing the Money in the Bank. I'm excited that it's going to open up a couple other things. I'm more excited for a possible, like, all-women's Royal Rumble. I know you can't get 30, you know, women right now, but you could definitely do 20. So I'm excited for maybe that in the future. The Money in the Bank, the men's match, is just going to be so much more entertaining. So they're going to have to do a lot, the women, to live up to that. I think it'll be okay. I think it'll be a good match. And I'll give my result right now. Yeah. I think Carmella wins.
Carmella?
Yeah, right. I think Carmella wins, and I'll give more of that because I think she cashes in right away later in the pay-per-view. But I think it's a lot to live up to. I'm looking forward to it. I want to see these girls, you know, they do some high-flying moves, but I want to see them actually go all out for this, and we'll see what happens.
I almost want to punch you down town, Tim, because you took it away by a whole idea about I'm also excited to possibly, hopefully, one day see a women's Royal Rumble. Like you said, 20 women would be great and, like, really increase the stakes. Like, it's a shot at the women's championship at WrestleMania. Like, make it big. And I hope that come January they will officially do that. You know, but, I mean, as far as the Money in the Bank goes, Lana's in this match. I think she'll do well. Am I scared she's going to win? Yes, but mainly I think it's like a proving ground for her. But as far as the Money in the Bank goes, I got a feeling Charlotte will win. I'm kind of with you on that camp because the fact that it's monumental. It's the first ever Miss Money in the Bank. And it fits her character. But, you know, Carmella can carry around like a Prada bag because he's like all into, like, you know, the bling. And
That would be an interesting twist on it.
She put, like, you know, like, what do you call it?
Leopard print.
Leopard print on the case, or maybe like some sort of like bejeweled or something like that. One of those like cheesy little like designs.
Do we see Ellsworth interfering?
Oh, he's taking a major bump.
Yeah.
And that would be, I mean,
he'll try to get.
That's kind of a wish for me, Carmella winning, because I think it would be fun, and I think it would kind of be also fun. Maybe every time she tried to cash in, like, Ellsworth, like, screwed it up.
Oh, that would be interesting.
It'd be more, yeah, I think it'd be more fun if she had it, but I just don't feel like, creatively right now, they're smart enough to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you wholeheartedly on that. It's just, I don't know, did they just give it to Charlotte, you know, right off of, you know, coming over, you know? Do we see anybody else possibly winning, or are we just going with Carmella
alright, you know what? Yeah, Carmella would be cool. Like I said, it'd be fun to see her carried around. Charlotte, you know, because she'd have the... Because Charlotte, let's be honest, Charlotte is going to be, to me, is the female Randy Orton. Like, she's going to be carrying that company for the next 10 years, as far as women's wrestling goes. No question. She's got everything it takes to be successful for, you know, as a pro wrestler. But... As a sentimental, I really would love to see Becky Lynch. I'm always a big Becky Lynch fan.
As am I. I would love to see Becky, although...
I don't see it happening. I see it coming, her maybe coming close, and then at the end, maybe like, oh. But part of me thinks, because of like, as a reward for how long she's been there and everything like that, part of me thinks maybe Natalya might pull this off.
That's where I was going to go.
We've been talking about that, though. Natalya does so much for the girls backstage, and she does so much for the actual business side of it. It's just, it seems like they never, ever reward
they never give her due.
On that end.
But SmackDown is the land of opportunity. And we've seen that. We've seen that with American Alpha. We've seen that with Rhino and Slater. We've seen that with Bray Wyatt. We've seen that with Jinder Mahal. But
I said who, because American Alpha was bad.
Yeah, they haven't been around. They've been absent.
That one, I understand where you go with the...
More like American Zeta, right, Michael Camp?
Anyway, like you guys were saying, I'm going against the grain here. Now you guys seem to agree that looks like Lana is going to win from Naomi, which I really hope doesn't happen. I'm going to pick Naomi for that match. I'll go against the grain on that one because I just, oh man, I don't like when people just kind of come in and don't really wrestle and get the title, which happens from time to time. Nothing against Lana or anything like that. You know, I like it when people kind of earn things and climb the ladder, so to speak. that was not intended.
Nice.
But with where you guys were kind of speculating about, I did pick Natalya to win the Money in the Bank ladder match. I don't know if she's going to cash in or not. At the same time, I don't see whoever the male Money in the Bank winner is. You know, they walk around, they're Mr. Money in the Bank. You know, the woman will win and be Mrs. Money in the Bank. I don't see that going on simultaneously throughout the year. I feel like one's going to cash in at either the male or female one will cash in during the pay-per-view. But my pick is Natalya and Naomi to retain the women's championship. I hope so.
I hope so, too. It's just, I feel like Rusev is gonna return I don't like it, but I just feel like that's where they're going.
But Camp, you're reminding me of WrestleMania where you said, I don't like it, but I feel like Reigns is gonna win, and you were right, man. Like, the way you're talking right now, man, it's making me nervous.
It's just,
I hear things.
It's also, I think it's also because the fact that I think someone is gonna cash in right away, so let it be a dirty win, and then she immediately loses it. Yep. So instead of letting oh my god, Naomi lose the title to a Money Bank winner, let Lana win dirty and then lose it really quick, so you don't make Naomi look bad and Naomi can kind of go back and get the belt.
Yeah.
Just a note on that, Rusev was cleared this week to come back, so, you know, that just makes more sense now. And the reason I picked Carmella is I think you kind of need some sort of distraction from Rusev to get Carmella alone with Lana in the ring so that, you know, you don't have some sort of interruption there. So that's why I picked Carmella, thinking that Ellsworth is going to be the reason she actually wins when she cashes it in. If that happens, we'll see.
I will say this, if Naomi does lose, I hope to see her in the Money Bank ladder match, because there's 5 spots. And no one said anything about Tamina, by the way. But
I think she's maybe trying to get that super fly splash off a ladder, but other than that, though, I don't see anything happening with that. I'm sorry.
We'll see what happens. Good stuff, guys. Let's move on. Let's talk about, we're going to get right to it, the WWE World Championship title match. Don't hinder the gender, guys. Yeah. We have Jinder Mahal versus Orton. You know, as they say, don't hinder the gender.
The Jinder L story.
Yeah, the Jinder. There you go. I love it, Mike. Nice. We'll start with you, Camp. I want to know first, because, you know, we haven't talked all together since WrestleMania. What did you guys, first of all, think about Jinder winning the title? Go ahead, Camp.
Absolutely disgusting. Absolutely, like, his overall win-loss record is disgusting. He was a jobber on Raw. He's done nothing his entire career, and now you have the most prestigious belt with him on it. And it's just, you had so many other heels waiting in the wind, you know, waiting on the roster. It's just, I don't know, like, the whole... It's almost like, you know, we don't have a belt on Raw, and we have one major belt, and you just have Jinder Mahal and Randy Orton. Like, I don't understand why that really, really, really talented roster is just being shoved down.
Wow. All right. Strong opinions. Vac, you look like you have something to say.
Yeah, you know, I understand what you're saying, the fact that Jinder Mahal just all of a sudden came out of nowhere, and, like, when he became number one contender, that was, like, his first win on TV in, like, a year. Yeah, I mean, I understand him coming all the way up. I mean, granted, it's only making people hate him more. So I guess that for that point, it's doing its job. Yeah, thank you, Tim.
Yeah.
And if he beats Randy Orton in his hometown, it's just gonna increase that even more. And you might eventually see, you know, Cena, if Cena's gonna, I mean, well, that's another story. But as far as Orton goes, I can totally see Jinder screwing Orton yet again. Or if somehow Orton wins, then right afterwards somebody cashes in that Money in the Bank. Whoever wins it, we'll talk about that later on. But getting back to what I said about Jinder, yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, the guy is in better shape. He's not, I'm sorry, I'm just still not super impressed with him in the ring. But again, it's like, if you're hating him, I think he should have paid his dues a little more. Some people say he already did, but I mean...
He's been in the business, but yeah, he was a jobber,
The last time something like this happened, it reminded me of when, like, years ago, like, I'm talking like 10-plus years, when the APA split up, and all of a sudden JBL, 3 months later, became the world champion. You know? And then, you know, it worked well, because he was a great character. He was, like, a total, like, you know, Republican rich guy from Texas by way of New York, and it worked for that time period, because, you know, for all the, you know, whatever your politics and everything like that was, but it worked. Him coming out with, like, the limo with the bullhorns, but I guess they're trying to appeal more to a marketplace, and I mean, I don't know. I'm not 100% digging the Jinder Mahal run so far.
Okay. Tim, you look like you had something to say.
Well, let's see. If I don't see Jinder winning clean in any regard. It just won't happen. If he does win, it's gonna be with interference, much like how he won it. I could see Orton just, you know, an okay match, a 20-30 minute match, and, you know, that's it, and, you know, Orton wins, and I don't think anybody cashes in. I think that the person who wins the men's Money in the Bank holds it for a little bit, and then they'll start some sort of new storyline. I mean, this is, it's not getting stale, this Jinder Mahal storyline, but it's, I can't see it really moving that much further. You know, maybe you get another month out of it, but that's it. So, I mean, as far as predictions go, I'm just going to say Orton, because I just don't see Jinder winning clean.
Orton in his hometown?
Orton in his hometown. Although, you know, people, I don't know, Vince likes to make you lose your title in the hometown, but, you know, Orton's different, though. He's a legacy, so I think winning in his hometown's, you know, probably best.
He's earned that, I'll say, Tim, definitely, but, I mean, if he does lose, like you said, like Jinder wins, he's cheating. And then afterwards, I can see Orton's totally snapping, taking out the singing boys and totally, like, obliterating. We're talking, like, DDTs on the floor, RKOs, chair shots, just pummeling the hell and setting the crowd all mad because he beat them up. But I'm going to go with Jinder for the win. Very obviously cheating. But if Orton does win, I'm excited because if Rusev comes back, I think an Orton-Rusev feud never been done. I'd be really on board for that one. But for this match right here, I gotta go with Jinder Mahal, by hook and by crook.
Gotcha. I'm gonna agree with you, Mike. I'm gonna say that Jinder is gonna win. I think Orton's storyline was win the Royal Rumble, win at WrestleMania, and I think that's it. You know, Jinder coming out of nowhere was definitely a surprise. I wasn't in love with it, but I didn't hate it like everyone else. Just a couple points here. When he came back, he looked taller to me, first of all. I know that doesn't make sense. He looked taller than I remember.
When you're slimmer, you look taller.
He looked significantly... Like, maybe because he was rolling with Drew Galloway and Heath Slater with the three-man band.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But he looked Galloway, so much taller.
Well, those other guys, yeah. The Singing Boys, they're just tiny dudes.
That's a good point, too. That's a good point, too. But he looked... Obviously, I think we all noticed he was in tremendous shape. He was jacked.
He looked ripped.
He did look ripped, Tim. Yeah. And speaking of ripped, let me tell you guys real quick about RippedApparel.com. Nice segue, Tim. All right, real quick. Mike, I know you got a ton of t-shirts from Ripped. I got a ton of t-shirts from Ripped. These are mashup, sci-fi, fantasy, comedy, parody shirts. Kate's got the Star Wars racer shirt. I got Lego Oscar the Grouch. I got the Spider-Man Jumpman Air Jordan combo shirt. These are $13 shirts. RippedApparel.com. Mike, I know you got some shirts. I know you want to say something. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I mean, over the years, I've gotten plenty of shirts from Ripped Apparel. I'm wearing one right now. You know, cheap plug. But, you know, I just love them because they're, like, the uniqueness of them. Like, artists contribute their own original designs, and you can't find these designs on any other site. I mean, that's what's cool, and they're, like, limited varieties. So, I mean, when people say, oh, I love your shirt, would you get it? You're like, oh, I got it from the site. And you'll know that the odds of seeing anybody else walking around with a shirt like that are very, very slim.
Good point. Yeah, Daily Tees, they're $13 right now. Mike, I know you shop there a lot, so be sure to use my code BobCulture, BOBCULTURE, for 10% off your purchase.
10%?
10% off your purchase. And Mike, I know you buy... Yeah, and Mike, I know you buy a lot of t-shirts, so that 10% should help you out a little bit. Yeah,
so let me get this straight. If I buy 10 shirts...
Yes, sir.
At 10% off each shirt, I'm getting a free shirt?
Tim's a teacher, the math is definitely correct.
We haven't figured that out yet. But anyway, check them out, RippedApparel.com. And to get back on point here, real quick, gotta pay the bills, guys. You know the deal.
Right.
Jinder, tremendous size, shape. He's ripped, we said it. A couple things I've heard. I don't know if you guys listen to Talk is Jericho. I listen to that a lot. Big Show was on the other day. I've heard him and a few other people say how hard Jinder's been working backstage. And I'm not a Jinder, you know, particularly a fan of his or anything. But he does have a good, like, especially his face. I feel like he has that villainous look.
He's got the Triple H nose.
Yeah, he just got that.
Sorry.
You know, and I'm not saying he should have jumped and been the title. Obviously, you know, I think we see it as somewhat of a business move for obvious reasons, which, you know, nothing wrong with making, you know, it's what's best for business, as they say. But anyway, Big Show was on Talk is Jericho, and apparently a couple nights ago at a house show, I guess he was fighting Jinder, and he let Jinder body slam him. So even more, I don't know how you guys feel about that, but I thought, you know, you guys might not have heard about that. And I feel like he's got that classic villain look. Go ahead, Mike.
I'm just saying, like, I get why Camp is upset, and I agree with you about the fact that his win-loss record, but personally, I'm impressed with his effort. I mean, the fact is, he said that he, you know, I'm not defaming the guy. He's admitted himself. He used to, you know, used to drink a lot.
Yeah,
he's cut out the alcohol, and alcohol, as we all know, puts on a lot of calories. When you cut that out, the weight, and you exercise every single day, the weight just melts off. And basically, him saying like, I don't do any cheat meals, I don't eat any crap anymore, and I just because it just after 3 months, it totally went well. And I mean, I give him credit for that. I mean, he's worked his ass off. Excuse my language. To
gotta use it explicit.
To, you know, yep. To get in better shape and to do that. I can edit later. But but yeah, I mean, I think he's had to, like, you know, maybe, okay, let's start him up. Maybe if, I mean, the tag team with Rusev looked cool, and then that's kind of dissipated, then maybe give him, like, a mid-card title run. But just jumping into the world championship and beating Orton,
I know what you're saying. Like, yeah, I appreciate his effort, and effort's very important, but I wasn't totally on board with it. Oh, man, he's going to win, and he came out of nowhere. You know, he just lost to Mojo Rawley, you know, in 2 minutes, or it was something on Raw, something like that, and now he's a powerhouse. I like it when storylines kind of have, you know, like I always said, they climb the ladder, they build. But surprises, you know, I do like the unexpected. I'm not saying I'm in love with the move, but it could be worse. And also, I like the surprise. I don't like reading, you know, Taker's gonna fight this guy at Mania in November, you know? I don't like that. I like being surprised, you know? So that's my feelings. I think Jinder is going to win. Like I said, Orton's storyline was win the Rumble, win at Mania. I just don't see anything, him gaining anything storyline-wise from winning. I think we build Jinder a little bit more before an ultimate face kind of comes in and is the demise of Jinder Mahal. Moving on, guys?
Yeah,
let's keep it moving. All right, we got a tag team title match to find out who is gonna be the new WWE Mike Swivel in the Hips World Tag Team Champions.
Yeah, very unsexy, but thank you.
Yeah, that was lovely. Tim, do you think that the Usos are going to retain their tag team titles, or will some variation of the New Day regain, or actually be the first time getting the SmackDown titles?
I'll start by saying that I'm not a fan of the new Usos, but I think we've said that before on past podcasts, but yeah. It's just not working for me. As far as a result, I think I'm just looking for New Day to win somehow, you know, maybe the numbers, they get some sort of, you know, advantage there like they usually do, but I think they come away with it. I don't really have too much to add here. I think they come away with it pretty clean.
See, I'm against you on that. I'm actually digging the Usos right now. I like the fact that they look like, you know, a couple guys you would meet who, like, you do not want to meet, like, out in public. Meaning, like, the fact that they're not wearing, like, the fluorescent face paint anymore and doing, like, the tribal dance. They had to adapt. They need to change. I mean, they can't just be heels and look the way they did before. They have to wear, like, the hoodies and, you know, the bandanas and all that. And they're fighting dirtier, but still keeping, like, you know, some of their flashy moves. And I think it's working for them. I really do. And let's be honest. Because they are twins, I don't really see them ever breaking off having solo careers, although I could be proven wrong. But they're going to be one of the long-standing tag teams, and I see them just constantly adapting, and, you know, and I think they will, I mean, they may cheat, and I wouldn't be surprised, but I can see them holding onto the straps. I think it's a little too soon for New Day to show up and, like, you know, start showing out, you know, start celebrating with a bunch of bootios yet. Not yet.
Camp, go ahead, man.
I'm kind of torn on the Usos. I mean, I kind of like Their characters a little bit. I think they did get, I mean, they've been around, but I think recently, I think they got pushed to the titles a little too quick. I think you should have had American Alpha run for a little bit longer. But, you know, they did, you know, they do deserve it, so I'm not going to really, like, hate on them too much. I think the New Day have been built to come in and take over the tag team division. I definitely think they're going to win. And I like to see a little more, tag teams actually fighting for the tag team titles. I feel like it's been, like, the same people over and over again. So I'm thinking the New Day come in, kind of, like, run ship for a while and just kind of, like, face everybody and have some fun with it and then kind of put someone over, beating them. I think they're going to have the same kind of, like, Raw run where they're going to have a nice little run and then push someone maybe coming up to take the titles from them.
Interesting. Well, Tim was right out of all you guys. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to agree with Tim on this one. Concerning the Usos, I'm not in love with the, not even necessarily the heel turn, but the character. I like it when characters are believable. These guys were so popular as faces, like Mike was saying with the face paint and their high-flying moves and their moves in unison. They won that Slammy Award. We mentioned this last time when they weren't even on. One of them was injured, and they beat out all these other tag teams. You know, this was a fan vote. Very popular. I didn't think the heel move was necessary. Mike, you are right. They did need a change. I didn't like the change. I don't think... I feel like they're trying to be bad guys. And I don't believe the characters. And I hate it when I don't believe in the character. Like Christian Bale's Batman. I do not... Yeah, I can't, you know...
That's a debate for another podcast.
This, yeah, exactly. I can't get behind, you know, the characters. Nothing against the Usos. It's generic bad guy. Like, I can't really say anything else.
Yeah.
I think the New Day needs to come in. I'm picking them to win the tag belts. I think a belt is going to change here. And I think they're going to go back to, you know, when their intro comes on and before their music hits, you know, instead of saying your longest reigning tag team champions, they're going to say your, you know, however many time, you know, kind of go back to the old thing. And this way they can do the WWE with the belts and all that on SmackDown. I think New Day's back. Everyone's healed. Everyone's back from taking time off. I think I'm going to pick New Day. Because New Day rocks. All right, there it is.
Sorry.
All right, gentlemen, it is time to talk about what I think will be the main event. The Money in the Bank ladder match. We have Shinsuke Nakamura. We have, they don't want none, AJ Styles. We have the face of America, which is kind of weird to me. I thought he was fine the way he was. Kevin Owens. We have the only man who has won one in this match, Dolph Ziggler.
Mm-hmm.
We have Baron Corbin. And Sami Zayn. I almost forgot. We have Sami Zayn. Now, like I was saying before on SmackDown, it is the land of opportunity. I think that we have seen anything can happen here. So I'm going to kind of start the opposite way. Camp, we'll start with you. Who don't you see winning this match?
I don't see... It's like I have two. I'm going to go two? With two.
That's great. I'll take two.
I don't see AJ Styles winning because I don't think he needs it. I think he's going to get a title shot regardless. So I don't think you give him the Money Bank because then he's going to be carrying that around. And he's going to get a title shot anyway. And I don't see Dolph Ziggler because I think he's actually the only one really in this that's kind of like past the title. Or I don't even know why he's even in this. I think it's just because I don't – just to put him in there because he's won one. But I just don't feel like – I feel like his time has passed. I hate to say that, but I think it's – he had his Money in the Bank and he had – you know, it has big cash in. That's – he should just stick with that.
Interesting. And we'll talk about who you guys think will win in a little bit. But I'm just more interested, you know, there's six guys in here. I've done the math here. I'll tell you my thoughts in a little bit. But Tim, who don't you think would win this? Like, who are you kind of ruling out?
I'm going to rule out Sami Zayn, and I don't want to. I love Sami Zayn. But
correct.
Once again, they just keep burying him, and you know he's still over with the crowd, which is why he keeps getting buried. But he's getting the early Daniel Bryan treatment, where he keeps losing and losing and losing until they're actually ready to push him. And I'm just gonna say, as far as winning this, I don't think he wins the Money in the Bank.
I agree with that, Tim. I don't see it being Sammy. Mike, Vac, go ahead.
All right, I'm gonna I'm with you, Camp, on AJ Styles. Yeah, he does not need it. I mean, it would be, honestly, just another accomplishment on his awesome record. We all know what he's done, where he's done. He's been world champ everywhere. But I don't think he needs it. And we've historically, Money in the Bank, it's supposed to make a star. I mean, yeah, I've done the research. I told Rob before I watched some of the old Money in the Bank matches, and they... Like, 10 people, they said, in history have won their first world title by cashing it in. And I don't see AJ doing it. I don't see Nakamura doing it either.
All right, real quick. I say Mike's the Human Wrestling Encyclopedia. Name all the Money in the Bank ladder match winners. Go.
Oh, God. Okay, well, you got Edge. You got Rob Van Dam. You got Mr. Kennedy, who never cashed it in. There's one guy who, you know, unfortunately, problems. But, CM Punk, you got Jack Swagger, Kane, Miz, Bertel Del Rio, Daniel Bryan, John Cena, Dolph Ziggler, Randy Orton, Damian Sandow, Seth Rollins, Sheamus, and Dean Ambrose.
Wow, well done. And this is why we have the best panel here, boys.
It's pretty good. Dude, that's impressive.
Well done. Well done.
I don't know what I had for breakfast this morning, yeah. But you got that. Good job.
Very, very impressive. All right, so I did the math here a little bit. Pretty much for all the reasons Tim said, I just don't see Sammy. You know, it would be nice if Sami Zayn won.
I would love it. It'd be great.
I just don't see it happening, and for all the reasons Tim said. My thought, and I, you know, obviously I didn't have, or we didn't do this on the podcast last year, but I think Mike and I discussed this. KO would be perfect running around with the money as Mr. Money in the Bank, but now he's like Mr. Face of America, which again I'm not in love with. He was fine the way he was. Like, I know he has the U.S. title, but I don't really get it. Like, now his K and O have red, white, and blue on them. You know, again, it's just weird. He was fine the way he was. Him and Nakamura had a great match. I'm thinking that's the direction they're going. Nakamura versus KO for the United States title. I think that's, you know, like I said, I like guys to earn things. I think Nakamura is going to be a contender for the United States Championship. Camp, I'll ask you this in a little bit. I know you had issues about, you know, them using Nakamura correctly. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Same thing you guys mostly said. Ziggler has already won. I don't see him winning again. You know, there's always rumors about him leaving or going somewhere else or his time running out. I think Baron Corbin's a favorite. No one's said anything about Baron Corbin, so I'm thinking a lot of you guys might pick him to win. But I don't see him winning. I'm going to go opposite all you guys. I'm going to say they don't want none, but I see Mr. AJ Styles not walking around as let's beat up John Cena or the face that runs the place. I think he's going to be walking around for a little bit to add to his resume as Mr. Money in the Bank. And I'm going to go that way. I'm going to pick AJ Styles. Camp, who do you think's going to win? And first, I just want to ask you, talk a little bit. I know you have opinions about Shinsuke. Talk a little bit about, you know, how you would like them to use him, or maybe you have him winning the match. What do you think?
I think they're actually using him correctly right now. You know, that was a nice little storyline with Ziggler. I think it kind of created, you know, a little bit of buzz around it, and it was a great match. I'm glad they had Nakamura winning, not losing his first match. I really, really would like to say it would be fantastic if he did win it. I think it'd be fine. I think the fans would love it. But I do not think he's going to. They're definitely going to tease it like they did on Tuesday. But I think Baron Corbin's going to win. I keep hearing that. I almost don't want to believe it. But I think it's about time you got to give Baron Corbin something. And I think it's time for him to win. He won the Andre Giant Battle Royal, but I haven't really done anything with him, you know, other than that. So I think it's time to give him something big to kind of run with.
I see Vac nodding his head over here as you're speaking, Camp. Mike, what do you got?
All right, well, yeah, I do agree. I can definitely see Baron Corbin pulling this out. Like, Nakamura, he doesn't need it. He's popular enough, and plus... He's going to be hard for him to do this awesome entrance when he's holding a briefcase, you know?
That's a good point. That's a really good point.
Great point.
That is a great point.
But Baron, I mean, it's typically won by a heel. Like, Kevin Owens, like a year ago, I definitely thought Kevin Owens was going to win. He didn't. It was Ambrose. But Kevin Owens, I think, has enough that he could easily be the number one heel on that show. I mean, if he does win the briefcase, I hope he gets a championship and holds it until WrestleMania and main events WrestleMania champion because he deserves it. I love Kevin Owens. But as far as making a star...
He would be perfect.
He would be.
It just makes... Even last year, we said the same thing.
Totally.
I don't see it happening now, but he would...
Blindsiding people, holding that case, you know, but... Baron Corbin, like, let's face it, all Baron Corbin's stuff is he beats people up backstage, he doesn't care about them, he loves throwing people around, bashes in their head, and it just pins them. And I could totally see him doing that and cashing the briefcase. And let's be honest, people say, oh, it's too soon for Baron Corbin. Well, look at the Jinder Mahal record.
Yeah.
You know, I can easily see Corbin laying somebody out. Like I said, I love Corbin's finisher. My cousin, Matt, is also a huge wrestling fan. He loves Baron Corbin. He likes that he's simple, but just, like, you know, brutal. Like, he's believable. And, you know, yeah, I'm going to go agree with you, Cam. I'm going with Baron Corbin.
Yeah, no, nice. All right, Tim's looking pensive over there. Tim, who do you have as your Money in the Bank ladder match winner?
Oh, goodness. I'm going to go with AJ Styles, only because I think they go in a different direction with him, and they just have him hold it for a little bit. Plus, I think whoever wins isn't cashing it in tonight. I don't think that happens. I think they hold it for a little bit. I like my Money in the Bank guy to be somebody who's great on the mic, who can cut promos, and doesn't Mr. Money in the Bank scream AJ Styles?
Well, plus, I agree, and to your point, man... He's a face, you know, I think it's going to be a face, and usually when I say that, that never happens, but I think it's going to be a face, and like you said, you know, can't you just see him talking, you know, being Mr. Money in the Bank? Can't you see him walking down the ramp with the briefcase? Like, I see with Owens, too, but I see that with Styles.
Yeah, yeah. I think that makes too much sense, so that means that it probably won't happen, but that would be my prediction. I don't think it's Ziggler, I hope they surprise us. I really hope that they, you know...
I wouldn't feel bad if it was Ziggler.
No, I wouldn't either, but I just think... We've said it. It seems like he's past his title runs, and he's just, you know, a mid-card now. I would love Zayn. I think that would be great. It would be a great surprise to everybody.
Yeah, everyone would be happy.
Yeah, but I'm going to go with AJ Styles, just because I can actually picture him cutting promos with the briefcase and saying he's Mr. Money in the Bank. I just think it makes sense.
Just to add to his resume. I mean, who knows how long he's going to be around, you know?
Yeah, I don't... His
career.
We said it. He doesn't need it. He doesn't need it on top of his resume of awesomeness.
Yes.
But, you know, at some point, you know, he'll cash it in.
And plus, he's been in kind of... not a limbo by any means, but he's just been going kind of match to match without any real storyline going on. So I see that. Like I said, I see KO Nakamura storyline going on, and I see AJ. I agree with you, Tim. I got to say AJ Styles to win the Money in the Bank ladder match. So Tim and I say Styles. Both Mikes say Baron Corbin.
I'm going with Baron Corbin, but I mean the one thing I think Ziggler did surprise everybody and have us all is because then he could say. He's a two-time Money in the Bank champion because the only other guy who does that is CM Punk, and I'm sure WWE wants to get rid of him from the history books like they did with AJ.
Yeah. And
sorry, like, Adam Van Sluten.
Oh, you mean AJ Lee, not AJ Styles.
AJ Lee, yeah. Yes, I'm sorry, AJ
I was
Lee.
Confused,
and
yes.
Like they did with the tag titles in New Day, try to get those guys who are no longer like, company men, kind of get them out of the record books. Like, I could see that happening.
And I wouldn't mind Dolph having one more run at the top with the championship. But I don't see it coming. I see Baron Corbin. I'm saying with Baron Corbin.
It's kind of funny. Ziggler's probably the only one I really don't want to see win because he's done it already. I think everyone else is. It would be great.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Yeah, definitely. Guys, thanks again for your time. One final question for you guys to ponder. Will we see either Money in the Bank match winner, male or female, cash in at the pay-per-view? I'm going to start with Camp.
I say women, absolutely no doubt at all, women's getting cashed in. I definitely see the men carrying it for a little while.
And who did you have as your winners again? You had Corbin, so he'll be carrying for a while. And who do you see cashing in?
Charlotte.
Charlotte cashing it right there, getting it done to get her umpteenth women's championship and her
her getting first closer to her father.
Yeah, they're high and no, not to discredit Charlotte, I think she's great in the ring. I'm gonna say, obviously, I think it's gonna be Natalya to win the women's Money in the Bank ladder match, and I kind of do agree with you, Camp. I think there is gonna be a cash in on the women's side at the pay per view because I don't see the pay per view ending with Jinder Orton. I don't know how it's really going to go off the air, but I think with a cash-in, because like I said earlier, I don't see two, you know, a Mrs. Money in the Bank and a Mr. Money in the Bank walking around the same time on the same show. I think, I'm with you, man, I think the women's is going to cash in, and I'm going to say it's Natalya.
I can see Natalya winning and cashing in. Yeah, I mean, I can see you with that, Rob, but I mean, if they are going to end the night, and especially if they do the WWE title match as the last match, and Jinder does cheat to win, I can see Orton just, like, sending the crowd home happy by beating the living hell out of Jinder Mahal.
I don't think it would go
Hey,
off
we've
that
seen way. Orton snap before. We're doing that punt kick and everything like that, and DDT's on the floor, and RKO through the table, and everything like that. I could see him going live and sending the crowd home, like, in a frenzy.
Okay, well, that who do you got? Do you see anyone cashing in?
I'll go with you with that. I think, not the men, because I think they want to... You know, last year, Dean Ambrose cashed in on the same night, and no one's really have a chance for anybody to hold on to the briefcase, you know, for the next few months. So, I definitely think the men's is going to hold on to it. I think it'd be cool if the women cashed in. Kind of create that unpredictability a little bit.
Yeah. I think that would be awesome. I agree with you. So, you're saying Carmella. You're thinking Carmella.
No. I'm going to go with you. I'm going to say Natalya, because I think just for the fact that she deserves it, and I think she's get that women's belt and play up that heel turn.
You pick Natalya.
I'll say Natalya.
Too. Okay, I thought you picked Carmella. I'm sorry. And Tim, do we see any cash-ins?
I think women, 100%. I wouldn't be surprised if the men's get cashed in if Jinder Mahal retains. I just think that what we perceive as a weak champion, somebody could cash in pretty easily, and it would be believable, and, you know, I think it would go over well. Like a Baron Corbin, if he took, you know, the Money in the Bank, I could see him just coming down, and after, you know, after a dirty win by Jinder Mahal, where there's interference, Randy Orton goes crazy, and then whoever won the Money in the Bank comes down and cashes it in. I could see it happening. But I also think, you know, that a long hold of the Money in the Bank briefcase is probably what's best for television, you know, based on what you could do with the promos. It could go both ways. So I think women, I hate to, you know, go on the fence about both. I think if Lana wins, the women's gets cashed in right away. If Naomi wins, I think it gets held for a little bit, because I could also see Charlotte holding the briefcase for a while and, you know, saying that she's, you know, the queen and Miss Money in the Bank. I could see it all happening. That I think, I'll go with that. I'll go with if Lana wins, it gets cashed in. If Jinder retains, it gets cashed in. I think if any of your, you know, Randy Orton or Naomi win, then I think it doesn't get cashed in at all. So, you know, I know it's kind of playing both sides, but I'm going to do it anyway, just because.
Absolutely, and I think we're pretty much saying whoever's cashing it in on either male or female side of things is probably going to win if they do cash in. We all seem to be saying that, probably.
It just makes sense. Yeah.
And kind of end the pay-per-view on that.
Yeah.
I think we're all nodding. Yeah, totally. Awesome. All right, guys. I think that's a wrap here. Thanks again. We definitely disagreed a lot more than last time. So thank you guys for a few minutes, and we'll see how we do this time. You know, like I said, we knocked it out of the park for WrestleMania. Everyone, be sure to tune in Sunday night on the WWE Network. How much is that a month?
$9.99.
That's right. Thank you, gentlemen. On the WWE Network at 8:00, Money in the Bank SmackDown brand pay-per-view. I'm excited for this one. I think it's going to be good. There's pretty much 5 matches, so hopefully they'll give these ladder matches some time. It's going to be awesome. And now you guys should give your time to Michael Camp and Jersey Campfire. Yeah, that's right. I'm mastering these segues here. Jersey Campfire Booking. They have a Campfire Fest. Camp, tell us a little bit about that. July 8th, I believe, man. What's going on with you guys?
It's just July 8th. It's just the one day.
Okay.
It's going to be my first festival. I'm really excited. We're going to have some, like, carnival games. We're going to have live bands on the stage. We're going to have acoustic bands between those live bands. So it's pretty much going to be music and fun all day. It's not going to be, like, a normal local show where a band gets off stage and, you know, you watch them set up. There's going to be stuff to do all day. Doors are at 1. We're going to have music and fun from 1 till 12 a.m. So a whole full, almost, you know, 11 hours of music and fun. It's going to be at Roxy and Duke's on July 8th.
That's an awesome place. We played there a couple times. Yeah. It's a really cool place. A little bit different. Awesome place. Awesome, man. And then I'm going to be having our pals Roulette coming on the show June 27th, which is actually my good buddy Mike over here's birthday coming up.
Oh, happy birthday. You got it.
But I'll be having Roulette over. We'll be doing a little podcast talking about their Fire EP release show, also put on by Jersey Campfire Production, which will be right down the street from here at Paul's Tavern in Lake Como. So that's going to be awesome. I love those guys at Roulette. I'm excited to hear some new tunes and Camp. Maybe we'll see it. Well, I'm assuming we'll see you down there in Lake Como.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I never miss one of my shows.
Yeah, that's just like Vince McMahon, right? There you go. All right, and be sure, guys, so follow Jersey Campfire Booking on Facebook, you know, especially if you're in a band and you want to get a show with one of the best promoters we know, check out Michael Camp. Guys, if you're big sports fans, be sure to follow my buddy Tim Urig at Hey You Sports on Twitter. He's always keeping you in the know, especially around fantasy football time. In fact,
coming up.
We're gonna do our fantasy football podcast. Tim and I, you know, I think we did pretty well last year, so. But we're in the same league this year, or we're in a couple leagues.
You get
so.
No secrets.
Right, yeah, it's
going
to be interesting.
You get no sleepers, but that's for the later show.
That is. Awesome, cool.
Podcast for the McGregor-Mayweather fight, oh yeah.
Yeah, there's another.
Again, we could be here for an hour talking about
we
that.
Could, or we could talk, that we can we talk about the John Cena free agent thing? That's something for another day, but that's a little wackadoodle. But we'll see what happens. Gentlemen, thank you for a few minutes. We'll be watching the pay-per-view. And guys, I will see you for SummerSlam. Yes.
Sounds good.
Take care.
All right, guys, we're out. Peace.
Better.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to this episode of the Bob Culture Podcast. If you'd like to support the show on Patreon.com for some great incentives, check out Patreon.com/Bob Culture Podcast. I'd like to thank my newest patrons, Mike and Michelle Vermillion from Sledgepad LLC. Sledgepad is the revolutionary bass drum dampening system that make blankets in your bass drum a thing of the past. I love my Sledgepad and is currently being used by drummers from national acts such as Pink and Collective Soul. Use my code BOBMAN007 at checkout for a special discount. Check them out at sledgepad.com. Finally, don't forget to support the show by leaving a review on iTunes or give me a like on facebook.com/BobCulturePodcast.